Welcome back to Highland Radio's coverage of the 2019 Giro Donegal International Rally. The leading cars are actually heading to special stage 8 at the moment, which is the Glen stage, the first time around Glen, and then they'll be going into service in Milford. And as of this point, we still have to see some action on day 2 of the International Rally. That is because special stage 7 was cancelled, the Garton stage, and we're just at this stage of the morning trying to give rally fans who are tuned in a bit of advice for the rest of the day and indeed for the rest of the weekend. The reason that special stage 7 Garton was cancelled was because of spectators who came under the stage early, parked their vehicles close to junctions, and they were actually too close to junctions. They were in areas that they shouldn't have been, and they left their car and walked up the stage, and then when the cars needed to be moved, they couldn't make any contact with those that left the cars there, which obviously caused a problem, and they weren't in a safe place, and if they couldn't get them moved, the stage was not going to run. So the first thing is, if you are going to a stage off the rally this weekend early, please keep in mind where you are parking your vehicle. Park it well away from the junction that you tend to go to and walk into the stage. That's the best advice we can give you. Don't park your vehicle so close to the junction or an entrance into the stage where you want to go. Park it well down the road. It's going to be a good weekend. It's not going to be raining, so walk up to the stage, okay? The second part is, a lot of people arrived into Garton with 10 minutes to go before the first car was due, which really isn't good enough. So there was lots of people, and that was including adults coming with young children and buggies and different things like that, 10 minutes before the stage was due to start. So that did not help the situation either. So officials have asked us to let those know that are following the rally today, that if you are going into a stage, that if you be there at least a half an hour before the first car is due. And that will give you ample time to get into the stage and get to a safe location. Because if this continues to happen throughout the rest of the day, the knock-on effect is going to be, there is going to be more stages cancelled, which isn't good for the rally, the competitors, and of course is not good for the thousands of people that are here in the county here this weekend that wants to watch the rally as well. So if you are going into the stage, give yourself about a half an hour, at the very, very least, a half an hour before the first car is due on the stage. Really, 10 minutes, landing on 10 minutes before the first car is due is not acceptable, and it's going to play its part in getting the stage cancelled. So just bear those in mind. If you're going early, really early, park well out of the road, okay? Leave your car well away from the entrance of the junction, and if you are going to stage as well, give yourself ample time. Listen to the marshals, listen to the officials, because it makes the event safer for everybody and will make it more enjoyable as well. And if you're going between stages too, if you're heading between the stages this morning or this afternoon, keep the race in the place, okay? Keep the speed down. So that's a bit of advice for those who are following the rally. No change at the head of the field as they go to Glen. Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle lead Craig Breen and Paul Nagel, with Sam Moffat and Josh Moffat third. Fiestas 1, 2 and 3, separated by just 2.5 seconds. And Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are the leaders in the national category in the Mark II Escort by 1.2 seconds from the defending champions Ian Barrett and Paul McGee. The leading cars will be at the start of Glen. They're due to be getting underway there shortly. Then they're going to service June Highlands Way throughout the day. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage on air across the Northwest, and of course online at highlandradio.com as well.